Welcome back to the Ends of the Paint podcast on rockchalkblog.com. Not just to you, the listener, though, but to the man to my right, the third most important man of this crew on a good day, Daniel Cunningham.
I love how you say on a good day.
Yeah, other than that, sometimes it's Scott, sometimes it's really good Ask RCB question writers.
Like Nick,
sometimes it's
anybody else. You guys are really scraping the bottom of the barrel with me.
I'm Joshua Briscoe. That's Daniel Cunningham. Ryan Landreth to the left side.
Yeah, we're all here gathered around this little... We're in like the shape of a triangle, right?
For the first time in a month, right?
I think this is the closest we've ever all sat to, because you reorganized your room.
Yeah. To give him more room.
He needs room for activities, man.
I think there's
man.
More room.
You can't just...
That's a new TV, too,
what
by
kind
the way.
Of... Are we talking about James Shields activities?
You can't just put that firehouse pole in the middle of a bedroom with no space around it.
Welcome back.
Seems weird that it's still inside one.
What's that substance?
Okay.
And what Ryan looks has what appears
has
to be dead flowers in a frame.
That's a compilation of all the flowers that my girlfriend of 7 years has gotten me over the years.
Does that represent your relationship? Because they're all dead.
Dead and framed.
Oh man, I missed the one-on-one shows.
I was gonna say though, Ryan, that I did think it was good that you're minoring in criminal justice.
I don't know why.
Damn it. I'm going to reset this whole joke again. Good God. So it's really good that you're majoring.
Hey, you know what?
God, shut up, Daniel. Okay. Shut the hell up.
I'll suck a penis.
I was going to say, Ryan, I was really happy to see that you're getting a minor in criminal justice. I can't imagine what else these handcuffs could all be for.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, Kansas.
Wasn't even that funny.
KU beat Texas, and they've won a million games in a row. We're going to recap that. And everybody else in the Big 12, including the Mountain Mamas, who are not doing very well, just the time to rebound against KU, which we'll preview. Sked Megadon? Is that a word?
God. Did you hear him try to say Ice Mageddon a couple of weeks
ago? Schedule a Megadon.
He said Ice Megadon instead of Ice Mageddon.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Sked Mageddon.
I've only listened to about half the show since I've been gone.
I haven't listened to any of them.
I know you don't listen to any of them. You don't listen to the ones you're on.
Because I'm here and I do them.
Exactly. Stop yelling into the microphone, by the way. Every time you yell, I can't neutralize it, so don't yell.
That's fine. I can't help it. I have to talk over Daniel.
Go ahead and play the air horn. Daniel's back on the board today, so that's why we're going to be much more in order.
His most valuable asset.
Can number two, Kansas 79, Texas 67, just like football.
The first time I saw this, I was like, that's funny. Like, wait a second.
That actually was.
That actually happened.
They didn't even chant that. How disappointing is that? They didn't chant "we just like football" at the game. Kansas jumps out to a very quick 14-2 lead, and the game was played about even for the last 35 minutes. Daniel was the closest in the prediction, saying that he thought they'd look a little sluggish, and for 35 of those 40 minutes, he's completely right. This score is even misleading. They were up by about 8 the entire second half.
Did you say they played about even because they won by 12, and they were up by 12 when it was 14-2, so wouldn't
that
be they
played even?
Was
it ever not a 12-point margin? Oh, it was not a 12-point margin at some point through the game? No, Ryan was right. Daniel's a bleep hole.
Oh, wait a minute.
I was offending you.
Oh, well, that never happens. That's why I was so caught off guard.
I know.
That's because I'm gone. I've been gone. So now I'm the butt of everything for at least a couple of weeks, because I can't imagine what you've endured over the last couple of weeks.
That's true.
Now we're going to get back
to terrible.
This. Devontae Graham led the way with 18 points on 6 of 10 shooting. He was 4 of 8 from 3 in a game-high 36 minutes. He added 5 assists and 3 steals. Earlier in the year, we all had a conversation panicking about Graham's 3-point slump. He's now up to 39% on threes, and his 46 makes lead the team. That's why you shouldn't overreact to December numbers, right, all of us?
Were we panicking?
I don't think any
of us were panicking. Twitter was.
This is me pulling a Skip Bayless and making it sound worse than it was.
Everybody was losing their minds.
It was pretty much, hey, Devontae Graham's only shooting 33% on threes. Should we be concerned? No. Okay, move on. So it's not really panic-worthy.
Frank Mason added 17 points of his own, shooting 7 of 15 and a team-high 7 assists in his 34 minutes. He's real good.
So if we give KU 2 losses for each of the 2 games he shot 20 times.
Why do you have a book on your shelf that says 1,001 Ways to Be Romantic?
I got that at Half Price Books.
1,001 Ways to Be Romantic.
How much did I spend on it? I spent $8 on it.
Give it to me. Oh, the pages are still.
Half Price Books, $8? I need to go sell my textbooks there.
You might not get $8 for it.
There's like 20 textbooks. I can at least get a couple hundred bucks.
You want to read some of them out loud?
Please read.
I'm going to pick one here and then go ahead. Keep doing the notes.
What I was saying about Frank Mason, if you count 2 losses for the times he shot 20 times instead of 10, KU is now 1-19 this year.
I'm waiting for Josh.
This book is horrible.
We not get a Frank Mason.
Do you praise her in public? When's the last time you told someone else how lucky you feel to have this woman in your life? Complimenting her in front of someone else will make her feel extra special. Let me test this out really quick.
Okay.
I am so grateful for Frank Mason being against Jay.
He's not a her, though.
I'll tell the whole world about it. I don't care. This book is sexist.
There's a if we not get
Josh
a frame
needs his own like romantic segment of the show.
I was gonna read this book.
Oh, boy.
Can you do it? Can you do it in a real low voice?
I can. Number 557.
Wow.
Whisper sweet nothings in her ear while out in public.
What's a sweet nothing?
That's been the Joshua Briscoe romantic corner. Back to you, Ryan.
Thank you, Daniel. Frank Mason and Devontae Graham together have 35 points on 13 of 25 from the floor. They make 6 of their 10 threes, 12 assists to 1 turnover and 4 steals. Pretty encouraging heading into the Mountain Mama contest on Monday. What? Oh, Josh wants the sexy sacks again?
Whisper compliments. Call her by her pet name. Whisper shocking comments and outright lewd suggestions. The more formal the gathering, the more outrageous or suggestive your whispered messages should be. The juxtaposition of a stuffy event with the whispered raw passion of your feelings for her should add a little spark to the entire evening.
That's, again, been the Joshua Briscoe Romantic Corner. Back to you, Ryan.
Thank you, Daniel. KU could not stop Jarrett Allen.
Next up, just a quick tease. We're going to go to the section Lovin'. We're going to read number 707.
Can't wait. Jarrett Allen was very good. He had 22 points and 19 rebounds. Allen actually had 5 more rebounds than the rest of Texas combined. Not like the state, but the team. It's the 5th time that a big guy has set his career high against KU. But how concerning is this actually? Because if you think about it, if they have solid interior depth, which they don't, you're not betting on the teams that KU plays scoring the majority of their points against Mason, Graham, and Jackson, are you? So I think either way, even if Azubuike was there, teams were going to get the bulk of their points inside. Is that fair?
I think it's relatively fair. I mean, as the season goes on, I think it would be, I mean, you would assume that Azubuike would have been a lot better defensively than who they have as their second center coming off the bench now, which is, well, Lightfoot. They got Bragg and then Lightfoot.
Yeah. Colby doesn't even play. I'll go ahead and skip down.
And Doug never got any minutes.
If we're going to talk about the centers, Mitch Lightfoot got 4 minutes in the first half. These are, again, KU's third. Who was the third big guy last year? Was it Hunter Mickelson who started a handful of games?
Yeah.
No, the third, it was Lucas and Perry Ellis. It
was
Jamari.
Supposed to be really good after the World Games.
Mickelson started a couple. Yeah, we were talking about Mickelson.
He started like
the
whole non-conference slate. Yeah. It was weird. And then they pulled him after like 2 minutes. But the point is, this year you're going with Lightfoot. And Dwight Colby, thanks, Daniel, has played in just 2 of KU's last 9 games, logging a total of 3 minutes. Why? Is it injury, or is he just not good?
I just don't think he's that good.
I think his rebounding per 40, if he got actual minutes, would be better than everybody but Lucas.
Or maybe Self is trying to show that he can actually play centers.
He was playing his freshman center, and then in this case, his sophomore, guy who got some minutes at center, was Carlton Bragg. 8 points in 15 minutes. His offense was good. His defense was not. He was buoyed by Allen on the defensive end. I mean, that was a vintage Carlton Bragg sophomore year game. Now they're taking off the ear.
We're having a side conversation, trying to be sneaky about it. Go ahead and talk. You talked about Carlton Bragg before the game. Were you happy with what you saw from Bragg?
I mean, he played well on offensively. But on the defensive end, it's clear that Landon Lucas is the guy here in this case. As let me get Landon Lucas's numbers. I don't even think I put him in the box score, but I do know that he scored just 2 points. He didn't make a shot from the floor. They were on free throws, but 14 rebounds. KU scores 79 points when their starting center doesn't make a bucket. That's one thing you can do with this team. You can't do it very many other years.
Nah. I'm going to let you keep going, Ryan. You're doing such a wonderful job.
I'll go ahead and let you guys do whatever you guys
do. We're doing our own show over here.
Oh, are you?
Number 707, make love in slow motion.
Sounds difficult.
That's you would know.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole tip. 707 just says make love.
So the book was $8. Divide that by 1,000 is what, like 4 pennies or something? I paid 4 pennies for that tip. It's not even 4 pennies, but it's whatever. What Daniel's doing? Like head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Well,
over there.
I need a second off the air.
Okay.
Can we cut it for a second?
For all of us? No. Hold on. Let it roll.
No.
Everybody turn your mics off, though. Okay? Off. And 3, 2, turn them off. Daniel, I don't know what Daniel's doing. Keep going. Go. This is taking too damn long. Daniel needs a 5-minute break in a second. Doesn't have to leave early, but he does have to have a break in a second. Glad we turned off our mics.
Can we get a sexy sax for that one? Because Daniel's staying later than expected.
Why don't we just take...
Yeah.
Why don't you just say that on the air?
Because, I don't know.
Daniel's back.
People don't
south.
Need to know, like, what my
Mary was a
is.
Beanie Baby fanatic. Her husband, Bob, hired a custom doll maker to create a Beanie Bob for her. Oh, my God.
Okay.
What is that?
Svi Mykhailiuk had 12 points on 4 of 7 shooting in 30 minutes. Oh, I don't want to picture that.
And I just made an awful noise
at
the time.
Sound? Holy.
Can somebody please
Number
read?
895, shave on Saturday night.
Hey, let me see the book for just a second. I want to look at one thing. I'm going to read number 69.
Ryan, can you hand me my phone? Can you hand me my phone?
Can Josh hand you your phone? Well, as we get off topic.
Sure, man.
Let's see.
This game wasn't that interesting, to be terribly honest.
It was not interesting at all. I watched the replay and about fell asleep.
Number 69 says, never give, in italics, never give a gift or present without wrapping it. Get extra nice wrapping paper and fancy bows. If you truly have two left thumbs, get the store to do gift wrapping for you. What percentage of the gifts have you wrapped among the gifts you've given your girlfriend? I think I'm sitting at a solid 15%.
Oh, for current girlfriend?
Is it a difference? I would assume that the ratio is about the same.
Current, I think, is 100%, just because we just had like Christmas.
Just like one for one.
It's like, no, I nailed it. I crushed it. Also, I wrapped the presents.
Oh, we got Daniel's computer, and Daniel's not in the room. This could be funny.
Oh, I'm horny.
Oh, what is that on his computer?
He's still here.
Why is that on his computer?
I'm not hitting any of these. You know, I don't want to do that.
You don't like the board. Let's talk about the bench, because it was very good for KU standards. As Carlton bragged...
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, and very
Lighten
good.
Up on that, but okay, fine.
Well, the bench scored 19% of KU's points, which is the highest percentage so far in conference play. That's amazing that the starters on their worst day are going for 81% of KU's points. Bragg, Lightfoot, and Vic combined to score 15 points in 37 minutes as a unit. We already talked about Bragg. We already talked about Lightfoot. LeGerald Vic in this game had 5 points in 18 minutes. They all played pretty good defense, but Texas, not a good offensive team, so we don't really know how well they truly played.
Sorry for not listening to the show. Did you talk about Colby yet?
Yeah, we talked about Colby. Whatever, you were reading like in the 700s.
Okay, I don't know why we haven't seen Dwight Colby on the court at least a little bit more. I know
we
you talked,
talked
about
like that was
I
the
know,
exact sentence
I know.
That you said.
I'm also throwing my hat
it
into the
bugs me.
It's kind of annoying.
It bugs me. I feel like he is... Bill Self must think he's a freshman or something because he's the good rebounding power forward who should play a little bit more.
I would just like to see him on the court more. I don't know.
At the beginning of the year, I'm not sure on this, so don't quote me, because one of you two, I think, got this right. Two of the three of us said that, Dwight Colby would play more minutes per game than Svea Mykhailiuk this year. That's how off we were.
Wow.
Everybody coming into this year thought that Colby would play real minutes. And that was, I mean, just imagine if you took Colby in that prop bet, and then you find out Azubuike's out the whole year.
Yeah.
Then you're like, wow, I got that in the bag.
Especially,
and Vic breaks out.
Look at the depth issues, right. There are a lot of guards fighting for the minutes. There's no other big men.
Let's see. The players we haven't talked about, Josh Jackson had 15 points on 6 of 14 from the floor. 5 rebounds, 4 steals, 2 assists, and 6 turnovers in 32 minutes, so a little bit of everything. He made 2 threes, which was very surprising, and they were pretty deep threes, too. Today, he was also named one of 10 finalists for the Wayman Tisdale Award for National Freshman of the Year. We're expecting him. I think Markel Fultz of Washington will win that award. Maybe one of the Kentucky guys, Malik Monk's in there. But Jackson will probably be in the final 3, final 4 for that award. He's had a very good year.
Do you want to talk about the turnovers, kind of looking ahead a little bit the next week?
Turnovers are bad, yes. Go ahead.
KU fans are concerned about turnovers, and I would say in some ways, rightfully so. The Jayhawks had 16 of them against Texas, making 34 in the 2 games this week.
Yuck.
With the West Virginia game coming up now, again, I think there's plenty of reason to be nervous. But look at the point guards that KU is rolling with. Frank Mason, Devontae Graham combined for 1 turnover in their 70 minutes, and that was on a charge. As long as the ball keeps traveling through Mason and Graham, more or less, I think they'll be fine.
And we are going to have an extended preview for West Virginia later because it's a big game. But I think every year we enter the West Virginia game saying, KU on paper should beat this team. They have the guards to not turn the ball over, and they always do. Last year, 20-plus turnovers. If there's ever going to be a year where the on-paper matchup looks good for Kansas, it's this one with Mason and Graham. A huge chunk of their turnovers, I would assume, are on charges. They're playing very smart. I'm not looking forward to seeing Josh Jackson in that game, but we'll talk more about that later. But KU on paper, you got to like their chances to get it done. KU shoots 47% from the floor, 48% from three, and 71% from the line. The 18-game winning streak ties for the longest KU has had since starting 20-0 in 2008. They've had 3 such 18-game winning streaks. And the Jayhawks out-rebounded Texas by 7 and had 14 steals, which is a lot.
Daniel's back, and before we go into game recaps, Daniel's walked back in, sat down, started eating some jelly beans, and said, hey, you guys don't know this, but, well, I guess I can say this on the show, so what's the story?
So I was in Detroit, as everyone knows, probably because it was probably said a bunch of times on the show that I was on vacation. My connecting flight coming home was in Detroit. So we have about an hour and a half layover. We're watching the Packer and Cowboy game at the airport. So we get hungry. So I walk to Subway, which is in the airport, to get some food. So I get there. I'm wearing a KU hat and a KU shirt. And this guy just keeps looking at me, like looking at me kind of weird. And he's the guy that works. He's the guy that works at. He's the guy that works at Subway. No, he's kind of like an angry. And he's like, let me tell you something, man. Can you tell your team to stop choking every year in the tournament? Because I've lost so much money on those damn Kansas Jayhawks every single year. I trusted Obama.
Imagine how Obama
I trusted
feels,
Obama,
yeah.
And I picked them four times to win the national championship. Every single time, you guys choke.
Obama went 1-for-8.
He's like,
NCAA
how
champions.
Could you root for that team with them doing that to you every year? And I just sat back and I said, well.
But it will be four.
Just gotten used to it. Gotten used to not expecting much in March.
You said, sir, I don't play for the team, actually. But thank you for your
We are really going to try to not let you down this year.
There you
we
go.
Are.
See, 2013 Daniel would have legitimately said that. Oh. He would have actually said, we're going to try not to let you
yes,
down.
Yes, 2013 Daniel would have been like, sir, I'm so sorry. You're right. We haven't had the kind of fire we needed.
Next but you know what? I think we're going to we're really hitting the recruiting trail hard. And, yeah. You know, Trae Young is going to be a Jayhawk, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Or Oklahoma.
Graham.
Yeah.
Kansas State 79, number 7, West Virginia 75. Oh, Mountain Mamas. Oh, wow. I was waiting for Mamas.
Fist pump.
No, because they lost. I was going to play the winner.
See, Daniel's on top of, not on top of you. That would be weird. Daniel's like, Daniel goes right to the board.
I think Josh liked me a little bit more after the penis.
You want to talk about K-State yet?
Nah.
Please, for the love of God. I'm not getting that book back out.
Hey, K-State won a close game.
The Wildcats got their signature win that they desperately needed, and they're now 15-4, which is solidly in the NCAA tournament. Bracket projections have them as a 9 seed.
That's K-State. Probably the best pick, best preseason call you've made in the years we've done this show.
And my goodness, I was so wrong on everything else with KU. I said Svi Mykhailiuk would play less than Dwight Colby. I said that Devontae Graham would be better than Frank Mason. I said Carlton Bragg would lead the team in scoring or something like that. I got squeaky right.
It's going to be very interesting to see what our prop bets before the season.
I listened to that show the other day. They're all awful. We did pretty well.
We did last year. We did pretty good.
We did really well last year, with the exception of Josh's Texas call. All
right.
We all did okay with the Big 12 picks, but oh my gosh, we're all so wrong with KU. Just so wrong. This is a hard thing to predict, I guess. It was.
Yeah, I think you gambled with K-State as I gambled with Texas. Your gamble landed.
And it worked because they're better at home and a little more experienced. The West Virginia Mountaineers, who normally force a lot of turnovers, it was them that couldn't stop turning the ball over. I guess it was they, if you want to be grammatically correct here.
Daniel just said he was watching the Packer-Cowboy game, so we're not super concerned with grammar today, I feel like.
That is true. West Virginia.
You know what I meant.
And I like to say summers instead of summer, but that's unrelated.
I've been out of talking on radio for
23
a while,
turnovers podcast, for West Virginia, as the Mountaineers had control of this game in the first half, but turnovers let K-State catch up and pass them.
Did you miss that, Daniel? Did you miss just
I
saying
just
something?
Pulled a Shut Joshua
up.
Briscoe.
You did.
That's all you do.
Did you miss that feeling of just like saying something and then just having Ryan just rev up the engine and then just steamroll over?
That's
you, like,
what Josh does.
You know what it feels
time.
Like? It feels like I wake up and I'm like, I'm staying the night at this like winter resort, and I get up and I just want to say good morning to the birds, and I just hit with an avalanche.
Yes. You just walk like, out, you open the door,
just
you hear
ah,
birds
good.
And like in the chat, ah, sets off the avalanche that just buries you immediately.
Speaking of getting buried immediately, that's what West Virginia did in this game. That's Josh is going to roll his eyes.
I hate you.
Thank you, Daniel. All five starters for Kansas State scored either 13, 14, or 15 points. As West Virginia caps a brutal week, they're now three full games behind KU. And after Tuesday, they've already had their home games with KU and Baylor. So if West Virginia loses Tuesday, they're probably out of the league race already. They'd be four back at KU with 10 left.
Yeah, they'd be out of it. I think they're already pretty much out of it now because they're going to lose in Lawrence.
And probably in Waco, if you had to put money on it right now, yeah, that's already
five.
Six losses.
And they're still the third best team? Like,
no, that's
like,
five.
Subjectively, they're the third best team in the conference still.
Hey, the third best team in the SEC conference is a Friends tournament team right now. So at that point, Big 12 still doing okay.
Why don't we move on to the...
Scott Drew is a boo.
Don't come back.
That drop hasn't
don't
been
come
played.
Back in. Shut up, Ryan. Hold on. I need a second.
We need that drop more.
Daniel, you are like an absentee father. Like, you just left for like 2 months
yeah,
to
now
go to Florida.
Oh, I was going
to
say something, but I can't say that. That'd be horrible.
Daniel, no, no, no.
Now you sweep back in, sit down, and act like you're driving the ship again. No, sir. No. You can't just come back into my life and say, sorry, son. I was at Walmart for the last 6 years.
now I'm back ready to drive the show.
I'm happy to see that you have developed into so much talent. I want my check now.
Number six, Baylor 62, TCU 53.
Almost whiffed on those numbers again, didn't
you? Hit the button, Daniel!
Scott Drew is a boo. Gone!
TCU led 50-48 with 5 minutes left, but then Baylor ends the game on a 14-3 run to improve to 18-1. That is the best start in school history. All of a sudden, Baylor's not Baylor-ing at the end of these games. They're actually rising to the occasion and winning. Good.
Just wait for it.
I'm still with Daniel.
Keep waiting for it.
Their 3 out of 4 stretch is coming. The Bears aren't winning like they were in non-conference, but they've still secured road wins against K-State and TCU, which is impressive. We've since learned how to say the name Manu Lecompte, who led the way with 17 points for the Bears.
The horny frogs weren't feeling horny in this one.
Why was that, Daniel?
Because they didn't shoot 69%. They shot 40% less, 29%.
Ouch. But they did miss 40 shots, actually 41 shots. They're definitely on their way, and the home crowd was rowdy and loud, and horny for that matter, but they're just not quite there yet. I think Baylor loses this game to a better offensive team, which is why I'm not buying Baylor entirely yet.
The horny frogs are coming.
Not going to repeat that.
Don't repeat. Just let this.
I want the air.
How many points does Baylor need to keep the game in Allen Field?
That didn't feel right because I had a comment and I just wanted the air because that normally happens when I try to say anything funny.
I know.
All right.
I wanted it too. I just want to let the joke sit there. But Ryan just comes in firing back. You know what? You've been gone and that's affecting you. But I think mostly it might be affecting Ryan.
It is.
He's missed me.
Ryan is just out of this rhythm. And he's not used to you just like being able to say something either gross or offensive or rude or
like the horny frogs are coming.
Right. And then just it sits out there in the air, just kind of marinates in silence.
Here's a question.
He did it again!
That was on purpose.
Well, that's okay.
It wasn't on purpose.
But it was on purpose.
The overall point, TCU is going to be very good in the coming years. I think Jamie Dixon is going to really turn them around.
What's more likely?
In the coming years?
Mm-hmm. Mm. All over those Baylor Bears.
What's more likely, the Bears win an Allen Fieldhouse or lose by 15 plus?
They win.
Disagree.
It's like 50-50.
That's, yeah.
By
that's
15?
15
to Baylor?
Weird stuff happens at the end of basketball games.
No. Like, Sfi making 3 threes when it doesn't matter.
Right.
And Sfi walking the basket
when
it doesn't matter.
If you said a true blowout or Baylor winning, I'd say there's a better chance of Baylor
Keep
winning.
Thinking of 2012 when they came in at 17-0 and were buried at Allen. They lost by 18 and were never really in the game. That's kind of what I think. Well, then again, KU had front court players then. Now they're going to struggle with if Baylor's hitting any threes in that game, KU's in trouble, actually, because they're not stopping Jonathan Motley inside. Next game.
Did you hear him just talk himself out of his hot take?
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State 92, Oklahoma 87 in double overtime.
Josh, you cost me a pick here. We were all set to take Iowa State, and it would have worked out. And then you're like, "Hey, let's you and I take Oklahoma, so we can bury Daniel." And it blew up.
You did that. Oh.
It didn't work. The Sooners bolted out to a 28-9 lead. So
I thought
for a while.
At that point, I thought I was dropping that game for sure.
Yep. And then Iowa State came back and actually led at halftime. But Oklahoma had the lead down the stretch of both regulation and overtime before blowing it in second overtime. Because of Deontay Burton, who scored 31 points.
Well, this was a tough game to predict for me because I was looking at it as Oklahoma just had this really emotional big overtime win at West Virginia. Iowa State just got their hearts ripped out by the game they look forward to every single year. And I was just thinking, I think Iowa State's an overall better team than Oklahoma is.
And see, that's why Josh and I went with West Virginia over K-State in essentially the same game.
That's right.
Better team coming off
a
home loss.
Did I pick K-State in that game?
Yeah, you went 2-0 in these games. Josh and I dropped both of them. Two good calls. I've been on the K-State bandwagon all year, and I jumped off at the worst time. In the Iowa State game, the Cyclones get a nice road win. They look primed to finish either fourth or fifth in the league. Oklahoma has played 95 minutes in its last two games, and they have to play in the Big Monday game this week. Yikes. Josh, your Texas Longhorns may get that big second win.
Let's spend the least amount of time possible on this next game. Oklahoma State 83, Texas Tech 64.
Is Texas Tech a farce?
Yeah.
Because everybody thought they were going to be really, really good, and now they just lost to the worst team in the conference by 19.
The first win for the Cowboys since December 22nd as they win their first league game. It was never really close. Jeffrey Carroll scored 25, Phil Forte had 21, and it's Brad Underwood's 100th career coaching win. He's only in his fourth season. Who finishes fifth in the Big 12? We asked that last show. Is it K-State now? Kind of comfortably?
I think it might be K-State now. Not comfortably, but I think it probably is.
K-State and Iowa State going to be 4-5, and everybody else is, there's a gap after that?
Yeah, that's right. I would
agree.
Big 12 standings.
Maybe one of those teams gets a late run and makes a gets a 6 Big 12 team in the tournament.
Or tiebreakers or something like that. Screw with it. Kansas, not K-State, is 7-0. Baylor 6-1, looking like a two-horse race in the Big 12. West Virginia, Iowa State, K-State, TCU, and Texas Tech are all either 4-3 or 3-4, so there's that cluster in the middle of the league we all expected. OU is 2-5, and Texas and Oklahoma State, it's bad to be orange in the Big 12. They are 1-6.
Well, top 25 games.
Number 14, Arizona, pulls off the most impressive win of the college basketball season.
Daniel's microphone cover is orange for the record, which is kind of funny.
Yours should be orange because you're Team Texas. You guys should have made that switch.
Where's he in the pick'em standings?
One game, it's me in first. You're one behind me. Daniel's one game behind you. I think you guys actually might be tied now.
Maybe we are tied. Maybe we should switch microphone covers for that. Sounds disgusting.
See what the mojo brings. Arizona wins.
I don't want to know what it brings.
Arizona wins at number three, UCLA, 96-85. Alonzo Trier made his season debut and scored 12 points. The Wildcats shot 50% from the floor and 91% from the line. They're 7-0 in Pac-12 play. We're still going with Sean Miller for Coach of the Year. Big win for the Wildcats.
The number 11 Oregon Ducks is 7-0 to lead the Pac-12.
Are 7-0. More grammar.
Well, you wrote
I'm
number
reading
11 Oregon is 7-0.
I didn't write Ducks.
You didn't write Ducks. So, Daniel
added Ducks.
You either have to improv and also be able to improv grammar or
I'm rusty.
Read.
I'm rusty.
That's true. You 100% are.
The Ducks
are usual. You've been rusty for the 3-year length of this show.
Hey, I've had a good moment here or there. The Ducks
Another
beat Stanford in a game.
So did, like, Hitler.
The Ducks beat Stanford
probably
in a game
helped,
where they
Hitler
scored
probably
69
helped an old lady
points.
Cross the street at one point.
Oh, there's no drop? Why is there no drop?
I was talking about Hitler.
Where's the drop? Play it.
Number 7, Creighton goes down at home to Marquette in their first game without point guard Maurice Watson
Jr. I don't know if I knew this or not, but number 11, Oregon is 7-0 to lead the Pac-12 with Arizona. The Ducks beat Stanford in a game where they scored 69 points.
No drop there either?
Number 7, Creighton goes down at home against Marquette in their first game without point guard Maurice Watson.
Wait, back up. How many points did Oregon score in their victory over Stanford?
I don't know, but
we didn't cover that. You guys are skipping over things. We didn't talk about Oregon and how they're tied with Arizona at 7-0.
Tip number 69. Dip your nose in lots of Vaseline.
I didn't even start that. Wait a minute.
He just admitted to doing it, though.
No, I meant, like, I didn't start the jokes. Like, Daniel's attacking me. And I didn't even start the Oregon jokes.
I didn't start the dip your nose in Vaseline
Whatever.
Thing.
Talk about
I just
Oregon.
Do it.
I read it in the 101 romantic yes. things
it's
you
a thousand
do.
And one.
A 1,001.
For $8 would be a major ripoff.
Marcus Foster scored 30 points in that Creighton game. The Blue Jays allowed Marquette to shoot a cool 60% from the floor.
It was 102-94. The Blue Jays may be in deep trouble without their point guard.
Yeah, I did say that already.
You did not say the score.
I did.
No, you skipped it.
I might not have.
We talked about Oregon's score many, many, many times.
You know, with Creighton losing its point guard, number 1 Villanova looks like a lock to win the Big East. What do you think?
I agree.
I
wrote that.
You wrote that?
I wrote
it. They're 7-1 in league play after beating Providence at home.
And they steal a few more number 1 votes from KU in this week's AP Top 25. They're still number 1.
Number 5, Kentucky rolls. Number 24, South Carolina. 85-69.
Nice, Daniel.
I just wanted you to hit it. That's fine.
I didn't. Is there a drop for that?
I don't know.
You guys are...
Malik Monk had 27 points. The only blemish was De'Aaron Fox leaving the game with an ankle injury. He was on crutches in the second half, but Calipari didn't seem overly concerned. It was more than a stinger.
He'll be back to score 40 against KU.
Number 10, Florida State beats number 12, Louisville, to improve to 6-1 in ACC play. And number 9, North Carolina, and number 15, Notre Dame, keep pace with wins of their own. Those three teams now are all tied for the lead in, as I like to call them, the ACC.
The ESPN Duke Blue Devils trailed by 10 at halftime on College Game Day's Game of the Week. They went bananas in the second half to win 70-58.
The Blue Devils opened the second half
Bananas Foster
on a 22-1 run. You guys still have never heard of Bananas Foster?
I have. That was just the worst.
Okay, now that was 2 years ago. That was whenever Bruce Weber could actually keep his own players. Duke's 22-1 run to open the second half. Emil Jefferson returned after missing a few games with an ankle injury, but Duke still doesn't look quite right, contrary to ESPN. By the way, at one point in this game,
have such a weird.
So Miami complex. Was up like 18-5 in this game or something, and if you went to ESPN, the home. Like, the first little video thing was Grayson Allen blows by defender en route to layup. It's 18-5. That was the little. Daniel's smiling because he knows I'm right.
You little KU snowflake.
Your Big Ten leader through 3 weeks of play is Maryland. What? Also 5-1 is number 17, Wisconsin, who beat Minnesota on the road in another game Daniel got right over us.
Missouri lost at home to Ole Miss. They've lost 10 in a row and are 0-6 in SEC play, and they play Kentucky in 29 days.
What's closer, that game or... No, never mind. I don't have a good comeback, unless you want to come up with one.
The popular vote in the election?
How many votes? How many points did Oregon score, guys?
69.
Nice.
Top 25 to Jesus, top 25 teams. So yeah, because I'm back. Number three,
no,
UCLA.
Honestly, it's been Ryan. Ryan has managed this show.
Am I throwing him off his game?
I don't know. It's like whenever Alex Smith got Tyreek Hill into the system, like, I'm Jeremy Maclin, like, I'm consistent, I'm a veteran. We have a good back and forth, Ryan and I. Whenever Tyreek Hill got added to the mix, it took Alex Smith a while to get kind of up to speed.
And I missed Tyreek Hill several times.
Would you shut the hell up?
I was just making an analogy.
Why does your whiteboard say Adolf Hitler on it?
It's been there for like 12 years. Maybe since I was 12. Maybe it was 12 days ago. I don't really remember. Daniel, read
when
the teams that lost
12.
This week. Read the teams that
number
lost
three,
this
UCLA
week.
Lost to Arizona. Number 7, West Virginia lost to the Wildcats of K-State. Number 7, Creighton lost to Marquette. Number 12, Louisville lost to Florida State. Number 19, Florida lost to Vandy. Number 24, South Carolina lost to the bounce-backing John Calipari's.
And why are there two number sevens in your list?
They
here,
tied
Ryan?
In the AP poll. I wondered which one of you would point that out. They tied in votes. Not a good
How
week.
How often does that happen?
Oh,
yeah, occasionally. Yeah.
More often towards the bottom because those are lower point totals. Like there's several number 25s two times.
Good
at once.
God! I went 4-6 last week. You went 5-5. Yeah. Daniel was 8-2.
Daniel had a really good week. Daniel fist yes. pumps, which is going to lead to awkward silence.
Doing my Tiger Woods fist pump.
All right, hurry up. We got Jayhawks in the NBA to get to. Let's go, guys.
Hold on. Oh, the board's gone.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Did you not? Refresh it. Try it again. Sometimes you have to refresh.
I'm not going to sing the song to the air horn.
Well, we have the drop. We don't need to sing it all anymore, remember?
If Daniel can get the board working. It worked well for me.
There was it is. A loud
Daniel's back. We can just sing
drop.
Yeah, we need it. We need to sing it.
Shut the hell up, Brian.
Play it and sing it at the same time.
No, we're not going to.
We can harmonize. Let's harmonize with it.
It's not going to play, is it? Playing?
Or do you want...
We're going to harmonize with the drop.
Okay.
Jayhawks in the NBA. Woo-hoo! Jayhawks in the NBA.
Daniel's back.
Jayhawks in the NBA. Yeah. Good God, Joel Embiid might be good.
And I hate the segment still.
And one more time.
Joel Embiid, before the game, was it before or after the game, that he tweeted at Allen Fieldhouse fans saying he will officially be back.
He didn't say...
I'm
going to
look up
no.
and see if that's an actual Twitter handle.
The thing there that I actually just realized is super funny. Dan, can you play it and then just hit mute whenever I say stop?
Yes.
Joel Embiid, before the game, was it before or after the game, that he tweeted at Allen Fieldhouse fans?
He tweeted at Allen Fieldhouse fans.
Twitter.com/Allen Fieldhouse fans. Sorry, that page doesn't exist.
I think he just horribly misspoke.
Will officially be back.
He didn't say, okay, no.
He did tweet at
Joel Embiid would say, I will officially be back.
Also, have our voices changed that much in like 3 years?
He didn't say that.
We are both way squeakier, and we're both still pretty squeaky.
No, I don't even want to know what I sounded like on the first show.
I can play it for you if you want.
I don't want to know.
I need more jelly beans.
No.
Just like a few.
Okay. Can I talk about Jeff Withey while I get you jelly beans?
That's fine.
The best performance by a Jayhawk alum this week was Jeff Withey, who gathered up one rebound in 1 minute against the Pacers. Even though he's played only 4 minutes in 2017, he is clearly king the Jazz's six-game winning streak. Good job, Jeff.
His per 40 minutes stats are off the charts right now.
Yeah, they really are.
40 rebounds 40. A game.
Well, people are clearly rallying around him as a role model and a leader on the sidelines.
Boy, is there a team in the NBA that would be a better fit for him than the Jazz?
No.
No, not
feels
at all.
Right,
no,
it
this feels perfect.
Shaq Diallo was recalled from the D-League to post 2 points and 6 rebounds in 10 minutes against the Nets. Unfortunately for Diallo, the Pelicans lost by 29 points.
That wasn't his fault.
It's like the opposite of KU time. Diallo played quite a bit, and his team lost.
Stop trying to make this. These are my favorite two Jacks in the NBA blurbs that I've seen in a while.
Oh, good.
I'm
trying to incorporate humor into them, even though I know you guys are going to make fun
so
of me.
So bleeping dumb.
Bite that lip, Kelly Oubre. Oh. Scored 11 points in 27 minutes on Saturday against the Pistons, but the Wizards lost at the buzzer to snap their 4-game winning streak.
Joel Embiid's streak of 20-point games was snapped on Friday because of a knee injury.
Officially.
Officially.
According to @AllenFieldhouseFans over there.
he scored 18 points and grabbed 10 rebounds and had 4 blocks before leaving after 22 minutes. He was rested on Saturday and is expected to return to the lineup on Tuesday.
Darrell Arthur, still in the league. Ben McLemore had 4 points in 12 minutes against Memphis, who was the second most.
You didn't say Darrell Arthur had 7 and 10 points in his 2 games. And should I go get a clip of the Arthur theme song to play every time we say Darrell Arthur? Would you guys like that? Tweet us at Allen Fieldhouse Fans on Twitter and tell us if you'd like to hear the Arthur theme song every time we talk about Darrell Arthur.
Ryan's
3
having
points.
A good segment since I played that drop.
McLemore.
Yeah. I'm due one every few seasons.
McLemore had 12 minutes, was the second most minutes he's played in 2017.
Oof.
Rumors now that the Kings want to trade him before the deadline.
It's never a good thing when Jeff Withey's looking at Ben McLemore thinking, man, not only are you better at relationships, but you also play a lot more than me.
So
and
far,
there
no
goes
reports,
my good segment.
So far, no reports of any team being interested in trading for Ben McLemore.
Oh.
Marcus Morris posted his second straight double-double in a big way on Saturday, scoring 25 points, including the game-winning tip-in at the buzzer, and grabbing 11 rebounds and a win against his brother Markieff's Wizards. In that game, Markieff had 19 points and 9 rebounds.
You follow the
sure,
Suns.
I'm glad the Suns don't have either of those guys anymore.
You follow the Suns for a while. Were the Morris twins always this good? It seems like every single week they have a 20-point, 12-rebound game or something
that
like
feels
that.
About right, unless they're like punching each other or
yelling at the coach.
Or something stupid.
I mean, really, they're playing really well. They're probably, after Wiggins and Embiid, the third and fourth best players that Bill Self has put in the NBA.
Can Josh read the next one?
Why? Okay, sure. It's about Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins has played a large role, according to Ryan, in helping Minnesota win its second straight this weekend, scoring 24 points against the Nuggets. He is the sixth youngest player to reach 4,000 career points. Also in that game, Cole Aldridge did not score.
Just like Jeff.
Which I am shocked by.
Why did you want Josh to read that so
because
bad?
Josh reads shocking stuff a lot better than either one of us. So I wanted him to read that,
I like that.
But then you totally cut him off in the middle, which threw him off his rhythm.
Mark this down in history. The first time and the only time Jayhawks in the NBA will ever be fun and interesting at the same time.
It's also whenever I think the key is whenever Ryan just writes and then doesn't speak, doesn't interrupt our flow and our
Well,
jokes.
I'll speak right now just to make
you can be
happy.
Our ghostwriter.
Tarik Black played a big game on Friday against Indiana, scoring 8 points and grabbing his season-best 13 rebounds in 28 minutes. On Sunday, the other Jayhawk Laker, Thomas Robinson, scored 2 points in a game the Lakers lost by 49 against the Mavs. That's the worst loss in franchise history.
Also, nothing from Brandon Rush, Paul Pierce, or Nick Collison this week. However, in Advanced Shopping Strategies number 477, they could learn that you should go shopping with no specific task and no specific goal in mind. Let the gift find you.
Thank you, Josh. I'll put the book back on the shelf now. Oh, you want to keep going? I feel like we can do this in 2 hours.
Number 955, have your handwriting analyzed together. You'll be amazed what can be read in your writing.
Can you think of a way to spend money on something that would matter less? I want to read one. Give me this.
Number 278 is short. I'm going to read it as I go. Butterfly kisses. Your butterfly kissing when your face is very close to your lover's cheek and you blink your eye rapidly, softly grazing your eyelashes against her skin.
All right, come here, Daniel. I'll try this out.
That was the Joshua Briscoe Love Corner.
Hey, there's like
Charlie
Brown comics in here. Oh, thank you, Daniel.
That was Ryan was funny there. That was a good line. Nice job, Ryan.
I had like 3 that segment. I think that's a new career best. Our Jayhawk podcasters and doing good things. Ryan Landon had 3 funny things in 1 segment.
That was just a train wreck.
Oh. That made no sense.
Okay, to play the air horn. Thank you. Ask RCB. Lots of great questions. None of them from at Allen Fieldhouse Fans, though.
Breaking news really quick from ESPN.
Uh-oh.
Patriots fan pleads not guilty to pulling fire alarms at Steelers team hotel early Sunday. Says he was drunk, quote, stupid.
Didn't that happen when the Chiefs went up there last year? I'm pretty sure.
Same guy.
Let's see here. Where in the world are our Ask RCB questions this week? Daniel, have you listened to any of the podcasts? Do you know what our new Where?
Not this far into it.
You don't know what our new Where in the World segment is?
No.
We do that on Friday for
It's just a Friday?
Yeah. It's an every
did
now
you,
and then
Did
thing.
You enjoy the drop I apparently had to make for Ryan?
You want to go ahead and play that? Idea. Why not? I like that one.
Wait. Where the f*** is that guy?
Josh says we need the sensor longer.
I do.
All right.
Excuse my turn signal in the background there.
Yeah,
it's a little tick noise.
I know Daniel's turn signal better than I know my own because he always sends those tirades, sometimes yelling about free apples and not wanting to go to work and a bite of food.
You know what? I had to come to the realization this weekend that Cal's going to go undefeated, and that shit sucks.
Hold on, restart that. Play that again and mute it right before you say Cal, and then after the word Cal, unplay it. This is Daniel in 2017.
I just need to play something else so I can play this.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I had to come to the realization this weekend that Cal
Gonzaga
was going to go undefeated, and that shit sucks.
Was that worth it?
No.
Was that joke worth
it? No, it wasn't at all.
Where are our questions?
I'm sorry. At Raider-12, over under 90 rebounds for Jonathan Motley when KU plays Baylor.
I'm going to go with the slightly under on that. I'm going to say a solid 84.
I'm going to say push.
I need to push it to the limit drop right when you said that.
Let's see.
Or not. Shake your head. I know you're disappointed.
At Amato Sixreel, Sixer Roll, Sixer Owl. Amato Sixer Owl.
Briscoe can't finish, and Briscoe is down. He's cramping up.
Is it hot in here?
Yes.
It is hot in here. Yes. It's always hot in here. I'm sorry. Why does Bill Self go to Mitch Lightfoot before Dwight Doug Colby?
What the hell is going on with you today?
I had some good moments, and now they're all going down the drain.
Did you eat, like, thistles today
breakfast? It's cold weather that gets me off. I'll be much better in the summertime.
It's 80 degrees in here.
Did you just say cold weather gets you off?
You're also right. He did say that. It's just why you need more space.
All right.
922.
Let's read here.
Cold weather may get her off.
Number 669. Did you really just say that? 669. You can get a complete lobster feast shipped to you anywhere in the United States.
What?
Call the Clam Bait Company at Cape Cod at 508-945-7771 or go to clambake-togo.com.
What's sexier than a clam bake? Hey, honey, I'll bake your clams.
Oh.
Ryan, please put that in your wedding vows. Angie, I promise to always...
sickness and in health.
Why does Bill Self go to Lightfoot before Colby?
You're getting married first, Daniel. Why don't you put that in your vows?
Yeah, I might have to do it.
You bake her clams and sickness and health?
I don't know. I might get put in time out.
He goes to Lightfoot before Colby because...
because he's trying to show that he can play freshman bigs over guys who suck.
Why didn't he try that whenever he had freshman bigs who were ready to play, like Clifford Alexander?
Because Jamari Traylor blew him. Next question.
Oh, my God.
Glad we got that meme back in
yeah,
the show.
That,
missed that one.
That, like... what's it? I don't have anything.
Number 274.
Oh, I'm the only one that can read these. Jamari Traylor. Go ahead, Daniel.
No. Read a question.
Same question. Why do West Virginia fans always storm the court when they beat KU? Yeah, you think they will,
They storm
the
court when they're the number 2 team in the country or the number 3 team in the country and they beat Baylor.
They were 9.
Oh, whatever. They're a top 10 team.
Do you think they storm the 4 if they beat KU?
Yes.
Yep.
I don't care. I get to hear Mountain Mamas.
It sounds fun.
Question for Daniel, because... Josh and I don't know who this is. At JK Halil 59, is there any chance that KU goes after USF's Jamal McMurray?
I don't know who that
Daniel's
is.
Daniel's Googling. Oh, okay. No, he's not even going to do that.
I'm going to be honest with
right
you.
Right now, verbatim Googling, is there any chance that KU goes after Jamal McMurray?
I have been more following recruiting, not transfers. So
when was the last time
they
had two transfers coming in the same year? Because they already got one next year. It's been a while. That'd be a lot.
Well, you know what? I don't know or care. Daniel cares, but doesn't
know. Got two last year. Malik Newman transferred in. Evan Maxwell transferred in. Already transferred out. Yeah. But that was
they
two.
Gave out team posters at the Allen Fieldhouse game, and Evan Maxwell is just right there in the middle. It's kind of sad. They didn't like. They should have just Sharpied him out. And Tucker Vang. You guys want to see Tucker Vang?
No.
I don't know where my poster
Move to the next
is.
Question.
Whatever. At Ayer Strappamurda with Frank Martin. No. Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
I'm the worst podcaster ever. His name is Frank Mason. I'm sorry. With Frank Mason squaring off against Javon Carter. There's not even a Martin in there. Over under 14.5 times that Fran Fraschilla says junkyard dog or an equivalent derogative.
Ryan, answer the question.
I hate you.
Going with an over. Why? You've known me for so long.
Yeah, and I've never liked you less than this, which is saying something.
At Nicholas05. Instead of a question, says, I want Country Roads on repeat for the whole podcast today, Daniel. Give it up.
No,
give it a
save it for the preview.
I'm saving it for the preview. You'll get it. You'll get it a lot in the preview.
Speaking of West Virginia.
Watch. Is that an expensive watch or is that an expensive looking like cheap watch?
This was about $250.
Daniel wears expensive watches. I wear expensive fantasy
gift
rings and Josh
from Christine's family.
Blonde
hair. Actually, the retail price, because the old tag was still in it, was $795.
Okay.
According to the tag in the box, but they got it at TJ Maxx for $250.
See, wow. I always confuse TJ Maxx with like Office Max. What is TJ Maxx?
It's like an outlet clothes. Yeah,
okay.
Very similar.
Like I gotta hit up TJ Maxx then.
Yeah, and Ross. Ross is another good one.
I've had better luck at Burlington than at Ross.
Yeah, I got a guest watch while I was on vacation from Ross for $50. It retails for $350.
Nice.
I'll stick with fantasy and charity softball championship rings. But Daniel does have nice watches. at Bulltown 03.
I've never seen you wear anything other than that Kansas City.
What is wrong with West Virginia? We're all going to laugh. Darn it. West Virginia isn't as good defensively as they have been in years past. Javon Carter's a nice player, but Nathan Adrian, the guy is not
you
your
You have those Adidas
typical
pants. You cuff your Adidas pants? Are you that skinny that you have
what?
To cuff your pants?
No, they're not cuffed. What do you think
your
cuffed?
Waistbands are turned inside
oh,
out.
That's because the my, these
it's
are
too
long.
Long.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm not
tall.
He
is so scrawny.
You're not tall?
No.
You're taller than me.
Am I actually?
I think so. I'm 5'9".
But Daniel's, I've never lifted a weight in my life.
Daniel has the proportion of a human being.
The heaviest thing I've ever lifted was that TV, and I dropped it. It's a little. I'm glad that
you
the protective.
You fail, bitch.
I'm glad the cover was still on it.
The heaviest thing I've ever carried is this show.
That's not that heavy. It's not worth that much. A couple of pounds, maybe.
Give him that. That was at least a decent comeback.
You're a pretty big fat ass. Sorry.
What's wrong with West Virginia, Daniel?
Oh, that was a question for me. They have a great white. They have the second great white dork on their team.
Who's got a beard?
He just looks like an idiot.
So we're gonna have all three of us for just about all the shows this year. Is this how they're all gonna be?
Gotta hope.
Well, yeah, it's our last run.
Maybe. Well, I'm gonna continue it next year.
No, Josh is gonna be permanently on 810. Check him out That's when right. he's on there full time.
Yep.
I'm gonna be making money somewhere
so
else.
They're just gonna have.
But Ryan will be back time. Next year, probably with Nick Weipert or something like that.
Still work at Culver's. So,
what are you doing after graduation?
I have no idea.
Are you trying to move out? I know where I'm moving. Where do you live? You live with your grandparents still, right?
Yep.
I know
saving up money for
graduation.
A year because me and Christine want to put a down payment on a house right after we get married so we can move into our own place.
I'm moving into a house with Sam and yours.
And I'm moving into Daniel and Christine's house.
No, you're not.
I'll be there, Daniel. I'll be there for you, waiting for you to get home from your wedding.
He's gonna be
You won't want to be there when we get home from our wedding.
He's going to sleep under your bed.
I wouldn't do that if the rent was free.
He'd be covered in dust by the end of it.
I'm glad you said dust.
Woo! Leave that on. At CM Lipple, predictions for the Kentucky game.
KU's going to lose by 15.
We'll get there when we get there. Be patient.
They won't lose by 15. Daniel, I'll bet you a dollar they keep it within 15.
What's the next question?
Have I told you about my idea for Ryan's wedding gift whenever this happens?
No.
He's going to do a little bit of work on his end to figure out exactly how much insurance would cover, but then I'm going to get everybody that's known him for more than 5 years, and we're all going to chip in to pay for a vasectomy.
Isn't that a great idea?
Not only is it great for Ryan, it's extra great for humanity. In fact, I'm willing to do the same thing for you if I can.
No, I think I'd make beautiful, beautiful people.
Daniel's already named his kids one day. All I know is I want my kids to be
I actually
named
have.
James, and James.
I thought Salvador Landreth was your first kid.
Because I made a stupid promise that I'd do
you
it.
You could have beautiful children, but I would want someone else to raise them.
We already read that one. At Raider-12, it's been a while since, and this is a dumb time to post this question, Chris, because you know what's coming now. It's been a while since a white guy made 83s in one game against KU. Is that likely to happen this week? Hello, Nathan Adrian.
Yep.
God,
the big
that's
white
the
dork.
Name I've heard in a long time.
Google image. Pull up a picture of Nathan Adrian for him. If you had to picture in your head, what does a West Virginia basketball player named Nathan Adrian look like? I guarantee you'd come up with this.
Okay.
The only thing missing is that beaver hat, like with the tail that they wear. I think that they have enough students in the
I'm
section.
I'm currently imagining Daniel Boone and the guy that I
with Daniel
know
Boone
that
hat.
No one else knows.
Ask RCB, does Daniel Cunningham have a Daniel Boone hat?
That'd be a solid no.
Should we get him one?
Why would we do that? Because they're both named Daniel?
Oh, they don't have any current pictures of him on Google Images of him. Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, let's look at Nathan Adrian. Daniel's turning the computer around, and
oh, that's pretty
Nathan
good.
Adrian.
That's pretty good.
He's going to make 7
imagine
threes.
Curly hair, but that's still pretty good.
Did you really? Yeah. See, imagine it was close. He probably could be curly if he wanted it to. At Bulltown 03, whose idea was it to have Oklahoma play Texas on Big Monday whenever people thought they'd be good?
Well, that would have been a pretty good game if, you know, Texas would have been the Final Four team that everyone in this room not, you know.
And Oklahoma still had Buddy Hield, yeah.
Yeah, Buddy Hield took a fifth year, and Texas was any good.
And Shaka Smart had more point guards than cross tattoos on his wrists. Then yeah, it'd be great.
Shaka Smart inked?
It's on the top of his hand. It's on, like, the top of the palm of his hand. It's not even his wrist. He's got a cross on both hands.
Really?
Yeah.
Did
it looks like an
to a
X.
Concert one night?
I don't know. You say,
how many more questions do we have?
That's the last one. But Daniel, don't laugh at this segment, or don't laugh at this statement, okay? You know what Josh said on the last show? Josh said that if Shaka Smart and I stood and touched noses, it'd form a bridge for people to walk under.
You could keep a small family dry under there.
Really?
In a rainstorm, just get Shaka Smart and Ryan.
Oh, that's great. Now I kind of want to go back and listen to the show.
It was a doozy. Go ahead and let me make sure I don't have any
Shaka
others.
Smart and Nick Wright hung out with Ryan Landreth, he would look like their strange white love child.
At Andrew D's one. If Kansas wins both games this week, will they finally be number one? Yes, overwhelmingly, but I don't think they win. What's more likely, they go 1-1 or 0-2?
0-2.
1-1.
Oh, what? Oh, 1-1. I thought you said 1-1 or 2-0.
No, 1-1 or 0-2.
I think there's no way they go 0-2.
1-1.
Hit the air horn, Daniel.
That wasn't... Good job, Daniel. Let's preview the game. Number two. Oh, the rankings are updated. I got lazy and didn't update it. It's now number two, Kansas.
18.
At number 18, West Virginia. Tuesday, January 24th at 6 o'clock p.m. Who wants to start? Go ahead.
Lots of presses.
Yeah.
Virginia.
Press Virginia Mountaineers are 15-4 overall. That's 4-3 in league play. The losses have come to Temple at Madison Square Garden, at Texas Tech, Oklahoma at home, and at K-State. Josh doesn't want to read, Daniel. It's just you and I here.
They're scoring.
Their scoring stats are fantastic. West Virginia is a top 10 team in points per game and assists per game. Number one nationally in offensive rebounds. The defense, while they do force plenty of turnovers, doesn't do a lot to contest shots. They gave up lots of threes, they foul a ton, their opponents shoot tons of threes, and tons of free throws. It's give or take, depending on how the officials are calling the game.
Devon Carter leads the Mountaineers in both scoring and assist. He averages 12 points and 4.6 assists as the senior point guard. Daxter Miles Jr. and Tariq Phillip.
Tariq, it's not that hard to run around Fieldhouse, Phillip.
Are the other prominent guards. Both are shooting 38%. Or better from three-point range.
West Virginia's power forward is 6'8", Essa Ahmad, who averages 11.3 points and 4.5 rebounds per contest. And then there's Nathan Adrian, who I said here looks just like a guy who's going to burn KU. But he is shooting just 27% on threes despite taking more than three per game.
Josh was actually on a professional radio show this weekend on the air, and now he had to come do this.
Yep.
I can just see the... What the hell have I been doing for the last 3 years? Look on his face. Right.
Remember,
I didn't feel that. Like, I was like, "Welcome to Sports Sunday. I'm Joshua Briscoe. I'm doing the show for the next 2 hours. Next week, it's 2.5 hours worth of time." I was on air whenever we had to announce Yordano Ventura died. Ventura. Can't say his name anymore. It's very sad. Now I'm here trying to talk over Country Road about.
It's also just sad, but in a very different way on this show.
That's true.
Remember when Nathan Adrian goes 5-for-5 from three tomorrow, remember that he's essentially making threes at the same rate as Josh Jackson. Adrian also leads the team with 6.5 rebounds per game. We going again? We going a third time? All right. Kansas shoots 64% at the free throw line as a team, and West Virginia shoots 66%, so that's going to be pleasant. So they'll probably combine to make like 36 of 40.
We have never covered a Jayhawk win in Morgantown on this show.
Come on, Daniel.
That's just a straight bar.
Yeah, I'm sorry. For everybody who drove off the road, anybody go ahead and I turned the mic off. Relax. Don't lose your minds. Go ahead and finish that line again, Daniel.
I don't even know where I was at.
I'll read it. We have never covered a win in Morgantown on the show. The Jayhawks are 1-3 at West Virginia all time, with the lone win coming 4 years ago in 2013. It was 4 summers ago. Speaking of summers, Jeff Withey led the way with 15. No Jeff jokes.
I apologize. Joshua Briscoe is taking over my my computer to do that.
Go again, Daniel. We need a fourth one.
Totally controlled everything.
Ironically, the last time KU won in West Virginia was the 18th win of the last time KU had an 18-game winning streak, just like they're riding right now. Do we think that they get a 19th straight win for the first time in 9 years?
No.
Daniel, leaving suspense as usual. This begins the most brutal three-game stretch a lot of us have seen KU play, as the Jayhawks have at West Virginia, at Kentucky, and Baylor at home in the next 9 days. All those teams ranked in the top 18. It was top 10 last week before, obviously, West Virginia took a tumble. What happens in this game?
Ready for predictions?
We say every year. I said this in the friggin' Texas recap.
KU's going to win.
Yeah. We say
you're picking Kansas.
I am.
Yeah, we say every year that this team on paper is gonna be the team that goes into West Virginia wins.
Scott All right. Jason at S Jason CJ on Twitter, I think, tweeted that West Virginia is a 7-point favorite right
three.
Now.
Three. It just came out. The line is three.
When did three come out?
Favorite. Like, I gotta find that. 2 minutes before the show started.
There was a 7-point.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and make my prediction. I think the board is not gonna work for me.
Refresh
anymore.
Refresh the page.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. West Virginia is gonna turn Kansas over 20 times. I'm gonna say the final score is gonna be West Virginia 84, Kansas 71.
All right, Daniel, let's make two bets, both worth $1.
No, not 71, 77. I think 7-point game.
Close game. Let's make two bets, both worth $1. Number one, I'll take the under on 20.5 turnovers for KU. You said 20, so I guess we'll go 19.5. They're not turning it over that many times on the road. Two, I will say KU plus 7 if you take West Virginia minus 7.
I can't find Scott's tweet, so Scott might not have tweeted anything about it.
I'm not betting anymore because I always lose a bet.
They ain't turning it over that many times. They will turn it over enough. Josh Jackson will have 5 or 6 by himself. But Frank Mason is a senior. He's a National Player of the Year. He hasn't won in this building. They've talked whenever they go to the various venues how that matters to them. Devontae Graham talked about how he wanted to get that first win in Ames. Last year, it was a big thing. They wanted to get that first win in Manhattan. You know that's going to be a thing this year. And after getting blown out at West Virginia as the number one team last year, as the number two team, little redemption for the Jayhawks, who are going to lose at Kentucky. They take down West Virginia 80-70, 10-point road win.
I think 10's a little strong. I'll say 82-77 KU wins here. They have the guards to beat the press, and they have the offensive firepower to keep going. And I'm not concerned about their defense.
I pray you two are right.
How much are we concerned about, if any, here, that West Virginia's lost 2 in a row and they're coming home trying to avoid back-to-back loss? Daniel raises his hand. Josh isn't. You don't think they can play that bad 3 games in a row?
No.
I don't think they will.
This is the one.
I tend to agree with Daniel.
This and Baylor were the two games they had circled on their map the whole year. I think they played their. The building's going to be the most. If you watch the Oklahoma West Virginia game, the crowd was just not into
it. No, it wasn't. Scott
tweeted about KU being a 6-point dog. By the way,
they are. It's down to 3 now.
I'm seeing it down to 3. Yeah.
Because KU plus 6 would have been bet so heavily.
Yes,
they're 1 at 18 or whatever it is. I think Kansas wins, but if they do lose this game, as long as they don't lose at home, they're guaranteed to remain in at least a tie for first place until February 6, because they have several games at home in league play coming up. If they lose this game, not in the world at all. But I think they win it and essentially knock West Virginia out.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. As I already said, the defense is going to hold its own. The offense is going to be able to exploit West Virginia. Maybe you have a little bit of a concern about how KU shoots the free throw. But
But West Virginia's not very good at that either.
I'm not panicking.
KU was 7-0 to start league play in 2012 and 2013 and 2014. They're 7-0 right now. I think they get to 8-0 for the first time since the 2010 season, where they almost ran the table. Let's do other games. Daniel.
We're all here to do the other games.
TCU at Oklahoma State.
This is amazing.
I'm going to take the Cowboys, get their second straight win.
Give me the Cowboys. Hail to Juwan Evans.
I want to get horny, but I'm going to say Oklahoma State as well.
So basically, we're just going to pick the home teams. And
Oklahoma at Texas. Are you going to take the home team here?
Yeah.
God, Shaka!
Yeah, I am. I'm going to take Jared Allen dominating OU's soft interior defense and winning the game.
I'm going to go with Texas as well.
This is an exciting
Kansas
segment.
State at Iowa
State. You didn't make
State.
A pick.
I said, come on, Shaka.
There was no doubt that with Josh.
Pick. Yeah. Kansas State at Iowa State.
Someone want to do this here? Because I'm not. I'm going with the Hilton Crazies or whatever they're called. They're going to win at home.
You are a weak man. I'll take Iowa
they're
State.
They're favored.
I'm going to take Iowa State as well.
Texas Tech at number 6, Baylor. I'll give any of you a quarter to take Texas Tech here.
Nope.
Keep your quarter.
All right, me too.
I like quarters.
Other games. Number 21, Purdue at Michigan State.
These rankings have changed, by the way.
So where's Purdue now? Where's Michigan?
All right, I'll go get it. You guys talk about if you think Purdue beats Michigan State or not.
Go ahead,
Michigan
Daniel,
State has been drastically underwhelming this year, but
yeah, they're on the bubble.
Home.
I just hear Daniel typing hard for some reason.
Because I can only type with one hand.
Where's Purdue ranked? Number 20?
Yep, good eyes.
And
Michigan State's not.
Not even getting
voted. I'll take Purdue. Caleb Swanigan scores a lot of points. Purdue wins. Not scared of Sparty. They don't have a very strong
I'll take Purdue. I don't care.
Daniel.
I'll take Purdue.
Number, what, Virginia?
Oh, sorry. Number 12, Virginia. At number 14, Notre Dame. I am a big fan of Mike Bray's team, especially at home in Great Bend. Give me the Notre Dame Fighting Irish to win at home.
I'll take them as well. Come on, Daniel.
Give me Notre Dame.
Swerve,
no,
Daniel. Swerve, Daniel.
Number 1, Villanova at Marquette. Fresh off a road win against a top 10 team. Nah.
No.
Swerve, Daniel. Number 20, well, no, not number 20. You got to read all of them. Sorry, Ryan.
Sorry. Number 24, Xavier at number 19, Cincinnati. Xavier's lost a lot of games in a row. This could be the one. Somebody be different.
I'll take Cincinnati.
I'm taking Cincy.
Swerve, damn you.
Number 10, Oregon. Fresh off a game where they scored 69 points to improve to 7-0 in league play. I'm pretty sure they did. Nice. Daniel, give me a horny drop for crying out loud.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
I deserve
deny
it.
Deny him.
I
don't deserve anything.
Please, Daniel.
This show's been terrible.
All right, fine. I deserve it after this. I will pick Oregon to lose at Utah 70.69 to 69.69.
I'm going to take Oregon.
Darn it.
All right, so am I.
Utah wins.
So wait, if Oregon wins.
Oh, yes!
And West Virginia wins, I take over.
Sole possession of first place.
We could all have a three-way tie if you wouldn't have taken West Virginia. But.
I know.
Why did you have to take West Virginia?
Because the Mountain Mamas are going to do it for the fourth straight time. They're going to do it. Trust me.
Every time Daniel says something like that, the Oklahoma
game.
They're
going to do it. Trust me.
And trust me. It's going to be huge.
Oh, uh-oh.
I know it, you know it, we all know it. Are we done with the show yet?
It's going to be huge
because you know the South will rise again.
Oh my God. They will.
We're reading Huck Finn in literature class, and that drop's been going through my head. Throughout.
West Virginia's not going to disappoint me. KU will, but West Virginia won't. West Virginia by 7 at home.
Let's read Games Lovers Play.
Oh, yes.
Number 393. The Affair Game.
Ooh.
Bleep someone else's wife, it says.
Jeff! That was a good Jeff joke. Everybody admit it.
It was kind of funny.
Oh, Henry's under the bed. You guys are scary.
Recommended especially for those married 10 plus years.
He's a cat, by the way. Not a dude.
Another role-playing game. Pretend that you're not married to him or her, but you're having an affair with your spouse.
That's horrible.
How would you act? Where would you go? What would you do? What would you talk about? And when and where would you go to make
So that's saying like you and your wife pretend you're two different people.
It's the, or like, it's the pina colada song.
My turn.
But if you like pina colada. No, does. Well, this show has really sucked.
Number 390.
Ryan's really bad today.
Many couples play a curious little game that goes by various names. You pick a small inanimate object, like a stuffed animal, a seashell, a piece of plastic fruit, etc. Daniel, keep your mouth shut. You take turns giving it to each other in creative, funny ways. Don't cut that drop.
Yes!
Some couples keep the object in constant rotation. World-class players have reportedly had the object sealed inside a Coke can, had it delivered by a parachutist, didn't know that was a word, had the object frozen in an ice cube.
That's easy.
This is dumb.
This has been one of the worst outros I think we've had.
This is the Inside the Paint Podcast.
Romantics are flexible.
Josh has to get all this out because he's actually got to be really professional and good on his other show.
Yeah.
Just until they think I'm professional.
This is his trash can
true
show.
This is my trash can show.
This has been the Inside the Paint Podcast. I am Ryan Landreth.
I am Daniel Cunningham.
Welcome back.
I'm Joshua Briscoe, number 370. Here's how one couple turned foreplay into a game.
Okay, your microphone's all the way off. Your microphone is off at this point. Oh, no. I'm going to turn Daniel's mic down, too.
On a pink die.
It's back on. You don't have to yell this throughout my house. Please do not yell this in my room.
The pink dye, they wrote a different body part into the six sides.
Like what? How do you have six? What are six different body parts you could use?
For you, like, it has to be something sizable, like your left
nose
nostril, right nostril.
Nose and nose. Okay, I get it. We'll be back on Friday to recap the Mountain Mamas game and preview the SEC Big 12 Challenge. Until then.
The third dye, they wrote a verb on each side. Daniel, give me a verb to describe something that Frank Mason has been lately.
I'd say tough.
Bye, guys.